This is the Tom Bernard Morning Show. The Tom Bernard Morning Show. Streamed every morning on the Tom Bernard Show app and anytime on demand wherever you get your podcasts.
When I think of the food of the Jews, I think of Judd Zolgad. That's who I think
of. He's definitely.
I don't think there's any question about it.
But Judd probably can't eat a lot of this food anymore now that he's dropped 40 pounds.
That's true. That's
good point. Did you say the Nankin, Tom Bernard? Did I hear that?
I love the Nankin.
Did you guys partake in the Wanderer's Punch back in your wilder days?
Weren't we talking about that the other day?
We were. Yeah, we were just talking about Wanderer's Punch the other day.
Yeah. How many of those did you enjoy?
Oh, over a period of time, quite a few.
Yeah.
But never more than one, I think, per sitting, because once you had one, you didn't need more.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you could share and still get plenty buzzed.
I just love that. You know what just gave me these great memories? Going up there with Alan Dorfman, my old attorney.
Sure.
No longer with us. There's a woman, nice Jewish woman, nice lady. She looked like about 80. And she goes, I asked for a schmear. You're not going to hear that anymore.
No.
You're not going to hear that anymore. No. I love that so much.
Oh, yeah. You know, I used to buy a few bagels occasionally at the Lincoln Dell.
Oh, God, yeah.
But it was starting to go downhill pretty fast. And I went in one day. It was like, you know, 6 o'clock at night. And I said, yeah, I need six water bagels. He said, well, we're out of bagels. I said, wait a minute. This is a delicatessen.
This is a deli.
This is a Lincoln Dell. You can't be out of bagels.
It's like a hospital being out of stitches, you know.
That's right.
How can this be? And then I knew it was only a matter of time.
Oh, I miss the Lincoln Dell so much, honest to God.
So, Judd, I got to ask you, I assume you're as excited as I am about baseball now that we've seen probably the greatest player of many generations.
Who would that be?
That's Ellie De La Cruz.
Oh, I did see that home run last night for the Reds. Holy.
This guy.
Nike.
Oh, my God. Tom, you got to see this guy.
I did see it.
21 years old. He's 21 years old, and he's probably the fastest player in baseball.
Yeah.
He throws the ball harder. He's a shortstop, harder than any player in baseball. He's like 6'5" and weighs about 150 pounds. And his power is amazing. And then they said yesterday he hit a triple. Now, I don't even think this is possible, but they said he made it to third base in less than 11 seconds. Is that possible?
I don't know about that.
I don't know. You
That's
saw that,
3
Chuck.
Seconds to get to 1, 2.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
No, I mean,
way.
How could that be
no
done?
No way.
But I will say this. He is like he's like Mickey Mantle on steroids, or to put it another way, he's like Barry Bonds, not on steroids.
Although a 100-yard dash is 10, what, 10, so 10?
There's an off chance it's possible.
It's an off chance, but you're circling. It's not a straight line.
Well, that's the thing, yeah.
You're circling, so that would add to the time.
At any rate, he has a chance. I mean, he's the only player I've ever seen just bat like 6 times, I've seen the videos, and say, Hall of Famer.
Is it true, because I saw some video and I didn't have the volume up, but now they're claiming that somebody hit the very first 500-foot home run to dead center field this week.
Who was that?
I can't remember who, because I didn't have the volume up. I don't. But is that even true? Do you hear anything about that?
I didn't hear a thing about that.
I saw the ball going. It looked like it left the ballpark, happened before.
So teams are allowed to score runs?
I love.
Hold
that.
On a second. This is breaking news.
What a horrible team this has turned into.
Hey,
I had so
500.
Much hope.
We said from the start they were a 500 team.
I know,
team.
But I had so much more hope for this team, and it's the same old we can't hit, we can't pitch, we can't do this.
5 runs in the last 5 games. That's the thing. And
that's
again,
horrible.
Last night, Tampa Bay started and started what one of these, you know, openers last night, right? I mean, some guy like off the IL, he pitches an inning or two, and then they bring in another guy. I dare you to pull up a box score of last night's game and tell me that you know the first name of any of those Rays pitchers, because I sure as hell don't.
Yeah.
And
the
Twins scored 1 run, and it was in the 9th.
Yep.
Yeah, and they should have. And they loaded the bases. There was one out, and you see that with the Twins, and you say, well, that's the end of the inning.
Yep.
Yep.
It's true. They've done it
how
over
do
and over again.
How do you not fire the hitting coach? That's my – how do you not do something?
Yeah.
I got to be honest with you. I'm getting really, really – on thin ice with Rocco. nothing ever changes. They have no middle relief. They can't hit. Yeah. They like McHoward Gelfano just said, you got the bases loaded with nobody out. Got the bases loaded with one out. You got no chance. They never score runs from that situation.
No.
I don't get it. Jesus.
But Wait, Max Kepler is still there.
I know.
And he's still playing. And why is he playing? What are we doing here? DFA him. Get rid of him. It's over. He had one good year, and it turned out the ball was juiced beyond belief.
Was he hitting 192 or something?
Yeah.
I don't even think it's that high, is it?
He got a hit yesterday.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, it was like a hanging slider.
Oh, okay.
Congratulations, Max. What's Correa at now, too? I mean, he looks lost at the plate. How does a guy making $35, $36 million a year look like he has no freaking clue up there? And if he's still, if this foot thing's a problem, put him on the IL.
Yep.
Well, it's probably a chronic problem, though.
Why did we ever bring him back?
Else wanted him.
Why did we bring him back? Because we had him, and then he went to some other couple of teams.
Well, we had him, and then he was on the free market, but it turned out no one wanted him because they looked at the X-rays and the MRIs, and they said, "Yeah, we'll pass."
Why did we take him back? I don't get it. He's not doing anything.
Our doctors, Tom, said he'll be absolutely fine. I'm not kidding either. Yes. This is the thing is, the Twins doc, I'd love to know who these guys are because they have traded for more pitchers who are damaged goods. Correa comes back and it's like, well, what the Mets and Giants doctor said, that's not accurate.
Tom and I remember when the team doctor was Harvey O'Phalen.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't that his name?
I believe it was.
Yes. Yeah. That was his name. I remember the name.
I believe so.
And you'd see this story almost every summer. Well, Tony Oliva had knee surgery, and it was successful. He had successful knee injury like 8 times, right?
Surgery,
which seems to be a contradiction in terms of...
Yeah, I would have to agree with you on that one.
And he could barely walk after about the 4th. But not that it was the doctor's fault. It was just technology then was not what it's like today.
Somebody just said
I want the press release to come out one day that says so and so had surgery unsuccessful.
I know.
Yeah, there you go.
It did not go well. In fact, it went terrible. Career probably done, but he will live. That's what I want.
I got a text message just now from a listener telling me, is it true Arise is hitting 500?
No, he's 402, I think, right now.
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah.
So he's hitting 400, so that's still pretty good.
That's pretty good, yeah. still a good trade, though.
Was it?
Well, yeah, because, look at the way Lopez pitched yesterday.
Yeah, that's true. Lopez is a hell of a good pitcher, but not as good as he was.
Probably not.
Yeah, so there you go.
The question, too, is this, though. So if he was here... Number one, would the Twins not screw him up? I don't think that they would, but it's a question. The second question is this. He is great at getting on base. So who on this godforsaken roster knocks him in?
Yeah.
I know.
He gets to first base and hangs out there until the inning comes to an end?
I got to say this. I mean, it's true, but I got to second base more often in junior high school.
What do you think of that action, ladies and gentlemen?
I'm just saying that's how bad it is for him. No, he's an exciting player, and he's going to put a lot of fans in the stands in Miami. So it was great for them.
It was great for them, yeah. I was one of them. Catherine and I went to a game at Miami, one of the first games of the year.
And it's even better now that he can't do his, his 360 walk around home plate after every pitch.
Exactly. Can't do that.
It turns out he doesn't need to do that.
He's better without it, Mike.
He is, yeah.
That's the first thing that Mike brought up to me with that new pitch clock or, hitting clock. He said he'll never be able to circle the plate again.
Oh, I love it. I hope that rule was put in just for him.
I agree. You're absolutely right. I watched a bit of the game last night, and, Catherine came. I actually had to leave in the seventh inning. I believe the Twins were down 1-0 in the seventh, correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then I got back, and the game was over, and they lost 2-1. So, I'm like, can you hit at all anymore?
At least we know now you're not the curse.
That's true. Mm-hmm. See? That's very good. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you don't have to turn the bobbleheads around anymore.
Oh, Mike, that was 40 years ago.
I remember it like it was yesterday.
That was 40 years ago.
Here you go, Mike. Here's the Buxton one, but I suppose that's not doing much good since he is always injured.
He's always injured.
Yeah, I forgot about him for a moment.
Well,
that's a good sign.
Not that hard to do.
This probably is. I think it's best that we try to put those things behind us.
Well, they took him off the field because he didn't want him to get hurt. He got hurt anyway.
Well, yeah, who thought that was? I think what they ought to do with Buxton is make a first baseman out of him.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And then you can, because this is a team that's full of DHs.
Mm-hmm.
So you put another DH in the game.
I would agree with you 100% on that. We do have to take a break. We're right back. Judd's with us. Mike's with us. It's Tom Bernard here for the Power Lodge and the world's largest Bennington pontoon dealer, Miller Marine in St. Cloud. Temps are up. Prices are down. We just hit 88 degrees, so Miller Marine and Power Lodge are offering hot 88 summer deals. For the next 2 weeks only, get a Bennington pontoon at $28,888. And as a bonus, the first eight pontoons come with a trailer for $1,888. Damn good deal. Finance it all for just $288 a month. God, that's not bad, $288 a month. You want something larger? Get a Tri-Tune, starting at just $43,888 or just $488 a month. With over 300 pontoons in stock, they've got what you need at the world's largest Bennington dealer, Miller Marine and Power Lodge. Payment terms and credit limits are subject to credit approval, of course. So, come on. It's time to get serious about your throttle therapy with this two-week deal until June 17th. Check selection at powerlodge.com and millermarine.com. Hot 88 summer deals with Bennington pontoons are on now. Now at the Lodge and Miller Marine.
Nine rounds of golf for $90?
Yep. The Minnesota Golf Passport is back and available now at tombernardshow.com. As a Golf Passport cardholder, you're entitled to 9 18 whole rounds of golf for just one low price of $90. Supplies are limited, so just go to TomBernardShow.com and type keyword passport. A $300 golf value for just
$90?
Now you got it. TomBernardShow.com, keyword passport.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This is the Tom Bernard Morning Show Podcast.
All right, so you have been going to a lot of barbecues, a lot of time to eat things that are not perfect for you. Do you find yourself gaining a lot of weight, Judd?
I don't, and it's basically because my experience with my friends from Livia Weight Control Centers, which goes back now a couple of years, at which, as Mike said earlier in the show, I dropped 40 pounds, has allowed me to keep that weight off. The dietitians and nutritionists there have done a marvelous job of helping me, and they will help you too. And here's the best part. If you join now, you're going to get 8 weeks for free, and you could lose up to 15 pounds by the 4th of July. And that's only going to be a start because, again, you're going to take the weight off and, most importantly, keep it off, and you're going to get the first 8 weeks for free. You will be looking good, feeling good. All those clothes that might not fit in the drawer right now, well, guess what? They're going to fit. 855-GO-LIVEA. Livia.com, 855-GO-LIVEA, Livia.com. That is where your weight loss journey starts.
The Tom Bernard Morning Show. If you missed anything, we got you. Get any hour, anytime, on demand on the Tom Bernard Show app or at TomBernardShow.com.
I want to tell you something. During that break, I was messing around a little bit. I was going yammer, yam.
Yeah. You may have been mocking me a little bit.
I will tell you, I've just had an experience I don't want any of you to have. Laughing and wild cherry Diet Pepsi coming out your nose.
Oh, yeah.
That burns a little.
I wanted to be, I was so mad at you. So after I was done talking, I gave you the swiftest, hardest look. You almost have to go back to YouTube and watch it. I just give you the swift mom look.
You did.
And then you almost spit Diet Pepsi out of your nose.
It did just come out of my nose and it burned like hell.
Well, you've earned that.
It's your fault.
You have earned that.
You know, you're a horrible person.
Many years ago, I read about the benefits of taking like cinnamon capsules. So I thought, well, I'll give it a try. Yes. So I took one of those cinnamon capsules, and then like about an hour later, it kind of came back up.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought my brain was on fire.
Ow, Jesus.
That was really scary.
What was the benefit?
Yeah, what are the benefits?
I don't remember anymore. It was probably had something to do with blood pressure or potency, maybe.
Do they still have those cinnamon challenges? The guys take tablespoons of cinnamon?
Oh, that's crazy.
I think you get one bite in and you're done.
Yeah,
like that's
seems
the big
like it.
Thing.
I've never done it and I'm never going to do it. So, Dougie's here. Dougie Sprinthal.
Oh my God.
Wearing his flagship Ford
How you doing,
shirt.
Man? Good to see you.
What a man. You're not you don't get any headphones.
I'll get it.
He's out of the mix. Flagship Ford in Baldwin, Wisconsin, ladies and gentlemen. Dougie's here. We're talking. Now, what?
And we got Brittany's dog here, too.
Brittany's dog is here.
Two esteemed guests today.
You're all set. We're sitting down. Judd, have you ever met Doug Sprinthal?
I have not. I've heard of Doug, but I've not met him.
Doug Sprinthal.
Hello, Judd.
Hi, Doug. How are you?
I'm excellent. What a beautiful day. And what a
You're gonna have to work that mic a little. You're gonna have to
I'm
work
sorry.
That mic a little closer there, Buzz.
We should just throw that mic into the river. Seriously, I'm so tired of it. God damn it! Will you give Doug the other headphones? I'm so tired of that mic. Jesus Christ!
Spoken like a producer who has had his fill of that crappy mic.
Yeah, the headphones that have the actual mic attached to them.
Oh, okay.
Brittany, yeah. Why don't you grab those, Doug? The other ones, yeah. That thing's garbage.
That mic is. Why is it?
I don't know. If somebody set it up, I know. And then the problem is, we move everybody around, and then we forget about it because we get busy with other things. And then somebody comes in, and we're like, "Oh yeah, forgot to totally change that thing over." So today, I will make a point that we do something with that microphone.
Could you take my picture down and put Doug's up instead?
No, let's not. Oh, this one isn't on at all.
Now it's not on at all.
Hey, is Brittany over there? Can she turn that?
She's a disaster,
Brittany.
Let's be honest.
There you go.
Oh, she got it all figured out.
A little
out
more there. Preamp and we're good.
She was just yelling at me about something. I forgot what it was. Oh, yeah, she made Pepsi come out my nose. Hurt like a sumbitch.
I feel bad because I love the production of the show, and I show up and it just goes right in the toilet.
Like usual.
And everything sounds great. It's really wonderful. I listen to the show all the time.
It's only been 14 years now of you doing that to me. So
well,
I know. It all works out in the end. Oh, you got here just in time for the Mary Lou Henner interview coming up in 8 minutes.
I have a question for Rudy. As a professional comedian, how do you compete with the following two headlines? Donald Trump goes after Chris Christie by telling fat jokes. And Jimmy Pesto gets arrested for January 6th.
Is that the Bob's
the
Burger guy?
Bob's Burgers, yeah.
Bob's
Jimmy
Burgers,
Pesto.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just sell all my fat jokes to Trump.
Yeah, there you go.
That's how I do it.
Exactly.
I think that's hysterical, actually.
They,
you know
they
I love
never
them?
Go out of style.
No.
You know what I love about that, though? I've met Donald Trump. He's not exactly live himself.
Well, yeah, that was my point.
Yeah.
It's like go fat jokes.
Pot to kettle.
Go down swinging, Tom. Go down swinging. That's the key to life. It doesn't matter what's wrong with you. Just pick on the other person and
yeah,
go down
true.
Swinging.
Well, I tell you.
You know I hate fat people. No. No. I'm serious.
You got her again.
No.
Yeah, baby.
That's out of context.
You're a horrible person.
Brittany
is
doing
horrible.
I
the Donald
about
Trump
beef.
Of St. Louis Park. Brittany
No.
Arneson.
Brittany Arneson.
And she relies on that old stale excuse. Oh, it took me out of context.
I don't know
We've
what I was doing.
We've seen that too many times.
Oh, Dougie, you're up on camera, man.
I know. It's awesome.
I love it.
I love looking at myself.
I bet you do. No, it's a good look. So everything's good. We got the cheerleader sitting over here. What does it feel like to be on the air with five guys?
It feels like the old days.
Yeah, to be honest,
I didn't even realize that until you said that. It's not exactly a lot of masculine energy coming up.
Oh, well, wow.
What she just said is if Lassman was here, it'd be different.
Yeah, it'd be a different deal.
Yeah.
Lassie.
She's right, though, about that. I mean, I find myself now, like, asking for directions. You know, it's what happens when you get old.
Well, I suppose that's true.
Just the testosterone, it's not there
depleted.
Anymore.
Depleted.
Yeah, it's depleted.
Your sense of direction just goes out the window.
Yeah.
I hate
so Judd and Doug should have a conversation because they've never worked together before. We were talking a lot about, there's a guy playing baseball, Dela Cruz. And as Mike pointed out, there's about 85 Dela Cruzes in baseball.
Well, yeah, well, especially in horse racing.
In horse racing, yeah, I mean, true. That's
number
right.
of jockeys named Dela Cruz. That's of course, true. It means of the cross.
Of the cross.
Yeah.
This guy can run like Usain Bolt, 28
really?
Miles an hour.
Holy crap, he's moving, baby.
And he
throws the. They said the other day they timed. You know, they can do all this stuff now. They timed his throw. He plays shortstop. To first base, 99 miles per hour. This guy's like science fiction.
Wow.
Jesus.
It's like Sid Finch.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
You remember the story of Sid Finch by George Plimpton?
Yeah.
Sid Finch.
This guy's probably better than that.
Does he steal a lot of bases? He must have.
I would imagine.
Yeah, he stole something like 40 bases last year and not that many at bats. And that was in the minor leagues, of course.
Yeah, amazing.
But no, he can, I mean, he is, it's, if you created a character like this,
right?
You know, it would be pretty much on the margins. People would not buy it. This guy's incredible. He's going to be worth more money than the Las Vegas baseball stadium that they're building.
Faster than Ricky Henderson.
They say he's faster than just about everybody.
Because Ricky made everybody look like they were standing in Jell-O.
Yeah,
right?
That is
true.
They compare him to Ricky, yeah.
I never do this, interrupting my coworkers, but all of the true talent of Mary Lou Henner just told you guys to shut up. Now, Mary Lou, I told him. You didn't tell him. But how are you doing, Mary Lou? Great talking.
Nice one. I'm the good cop.
Yeah, you're the good. Yeah, that's right. I'm the bad cop. You're the good cop.
Right.
Aurora Tea Garden Mysteries, something new, ladies and gentlemen, Friday. That is tomorrow, of course. Mary Lou, how have you been?
Oh, my gosh. I've been busier than I've ever been in my entire life. And it's all been great. I mean, you know, I've been doing Hallmark movies. I've been doing regular movies.
Mm-hmm.
My son's been doing a movie. He's got a big film, his first directorial debut. He's like in his 20s. He's directed a feature. It's and he did it as like a little tiny short on YouTube. People saw it. They said, "Can you do this as a movie?" He said, "Yes." "Can I direct it?" They said, "Make a pitch." He did. And it went to Sundance. And I had nothing to do with any of this. And now it's opening festivals, and it's going to be in movie theaters July 14th. It's called Theater Camp. So check it out. My son's name is Nick Lieberman.
Nick Lieberman.
Oh, I just got more impressed.
Yeah.
Great.
That's really nice. Yeah, well, that's because his name is M. Howard Gelfand, so you know what I'm saying, Mary Lou. You know.
No, I don't know what that means.
Nice Jewish boy.
I don't either. I've been in therapy for years, and I still
listen
don't
to
know.
Him.
Oh, no, they... come from
his real name is Muttel. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, Mary Lou, let's talk Aurora Tea Garden Mysteries, something new. What's it all about?
Well, there's been a series on the Hallmark Channel called the Aurora Tea Garden series.
Mm-hmm, right.
And this is the prequel to it. This is years before the regular series, and you see what she was like when she just got out of college and first became interested in solving crimes in her hometown. And I play her mom, so and people who love the show will be able to see little clues that will show up later on. You know what I mean? Like somebody, like, oh my gosh, that person's going to die in a future episode. Oh, that person, you know, because they've already seen the future. It's kind of Back to the Future in a way. So they'll be able to see where the seeds are planted for the regular series. So cool.
I think it's, I love this kind of programming. I got to say one thing, Mary Lou, and please take this as a huge compliment.
Okay.
All right. I'm looking at your picture. Did you cut a deal with God or something? You don't look any older than you did in 1971, for Christ's sake.
Well, you mean 78 for Taxi.
No, Greece.
No, 71. Oh, Greece, yeah. Oh, no, I was a few pounds. That was, a little bit, yeah.
No, but, you look great, though.
Thank you. No, the deal I cut is I gave up dairy products, and giving up dairy products changed my life. I always say, learn to love the food that loves you, and dairy did not love me.
Okay,
you know?
I have a question for you. How about ice cream? Okay.
No, unless it's plant-based. No. Your breathing gets better when you give it up. Your sleep, you don't snore, you don't stink, you don't. I mean, it makes such a difference giving up dairy.
My wife wouldn't recognize me.
Doug, you don't stink anymore. What happened?
Yeah.
Where have you been? Who have you been with?
Giving up dairy made a difference. And I also say motion is the lotion. Motion is the lotion, so you got to keep moving. Because people, like, sit on their butts all the time, and
yep.
They shouldn't. It's the worst.
You're absolutely right. Aurora Tea Garden is back home in Lawrenceton, post-college, yes. Near her mother, Ada, played by Mary Lou Henner. Working as a teacher's assistant in a crime fiction class, Aurora's struggling to settle on a thesis for her postgraduate degree. To support her schooling and life, Aurora also waitresses at the local diner at night. And it does go on a bit from there, but I love that. It sounds good. Well, first of all, Mary Lou, if you're in it, I'll watch it. That's just how it is.
Oh, thank you.
Well, it's true.
Oh, thanks. No, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool to revisit a character. And you see, my character is always, in the regular series, she was always, like, so in control and so imperious and so confident. And in this one, she's just gone through a divorce. She's kind of on shaky ground with her business. So it's kind of fun to play a more vulnerable version of what I will become in the other episodes.
So yep. How many episodes do we have coming?
Well, we've done 18, and now this is the 19th, but this is the first of the prequel. So we hope to do at least 9 or 10 of these.
Oh, that's good. So that'll be fun.
I know. It's so much fun. So, yeah. So we'll see what happens. You know, I hope everybody watches it. Please watch it because we do want to make more.
Well, now that you've been on the show, I'm sure everybody who listens to the show will watch it.
Right. That's right.
I don't think there's any question.
How is Minneapolis doing?
Minneapolis is doing pretty well. We were just talking about, I really wish that we would get control of some of the, the downtown area is not as safe as it used to be, I guess, Mary Lou is the best way to put it. And pretty much every city in America is like that now.
Going through that, yeah.
I just really wish people would calm down. That'd be nice.
Yeah, for sure. And then maybe we can get something done so that it's not two warring sides all the time. I love Minneapolis. I did Annie Get Your Gun there.
Right.
And it's so much fun. It's such a beautiful city. And I was there for a summer because my second husband, he was shooting Mighty Ducks 3 there.
Oh, yeah. So
a real fondness for Minneapolis.
Matter of fact, in many, many years ago, you came in. I was working at a place called KQRS Radio all those years ago. And you came in studio, and you were so nice. I will never forget that.
Thank you.
I was very impressed with you. Although you had a look on your face looking at me like, what the hell's this guy's deal?
Well, maybe because I was pregnant at the time. No, there were two times that are there. I was there for a book signing, and I was there for Annie Get Your Gun. I was there for two book signings for Annie Get Your Gun, and I was there when I was pregnant, too. So I'm making a joke.
Acting is much fun as it's ever been. Has it changed a lot? I mean, you know, political climates do change acting, just like every other job, like doing all of that stuff. How's that going now?
I think people have just gotten a lot more sensitive to things.
Yeah.
And in some ways, we had to go in some direction like that because it was sometimes so inappropriate, and you just kind of roll your eyes and think, like, is that person really trying to get away with saying that? It's so obnoxious. You know,
yeah.
So it's. I think people are very respectful, which is nice. I hate to see comedians lose too much of a comedy edge.
Yes,
they're really funny, but not if they're really hurting people. You know, so you have to figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it all. We'll get it all done.
Yeah, find the balance for sure. But yeah, I love acting as much as I ever did. You're always getting better and better and better, and, you know, I'm always trying to, you know, my son is watching his movie, and he'll say, like, oh, I wish I could change that. I said, Nick, I feel that way about every Taxi episode, every job I've ever done. You know, you always feel like, oh, I want to go back and do it even better this time. But that means you care. That means you're passionate about it. That means you're a student of your own life and your craft, and you want to always make it better.
You know what's amazing about that? We were just talking about this by coincidence. I guess it was about a week ago, but you were included in this. I was talking about, you know, people looking at things kind of like the way you do. You came in studio. You were very pleasant, and I will never forget that. But I was talking about, you know, Peter Falk has been in, Jane Fonda has been in, all the bigger a person, I don't really want to say star, but the better an actor a person is. You guys, when you get to the top, you're very, very pleasant to deal with, and I really enjoy that. I got to tell you that.
Well, you know what? I think when younger kids are starting out in the business, they think they have to have an attitude because that's part of it, the mystique. And then you realize, no, just be a human being. That's what you're trying to play on camera anyway.
All right, so well, you got to go on tour for Aurora Tea Garden Mystery, something new. When you go on tour, you got to come in the studio again and see Uncle Tommy.
Okay, Uncle Tommy.
Oh, all right, Mary Lou, thank you.
Tommy. My kids have an Uncle Tommy. My brother's name is Tommy.
All right, then how about Uncle Timmy? I'll go with Timmy.
No, Uncle Tommy's fine. You can be Uncle Tommy 2.0.
I like it. Mary Lou, thanks for your time. Have a good day.
Thanks so much. Okay, bye.
Bye. Mary Lou Henner. Very, very. Were you in studio when she was in studio?
No, I wish I had.
Stunningly beautiful woman.
Oh,
I mean,
that I know.
There's no doubt about it.
I remember Taxi.
Whoa. Yeah, Taxi was a great show.
I wasn't a huge fan of the show, but I was always a fan of her.
I understand exactly what you're saying. Some of the parts of that show were really good, and others were like, that's too silly for me.
Although I do have a mint condition Tony Danza show T-shirt.
You do?
Yeah, because I watched the first, maybe the first or second time it was on the air, and I said, this can't last more than a month. and so I immediately bought a mug, a Tony Danza show mug, and T-shirt, because I figured they'd be collector's items someday.
Are they?
You know, I haven't checked lately. I should go on eBay and check.
So, Dougie, what's the latest with you?
Well, we are going to do an episode of Car Selling Secrets here in about... I don't know,
really?
40 minutes or
about
so.
40
yep.
minutes, yep.
Oh, wow. My new boss is coming in studio.
Gail's all excited. He goes, oh, wow.
No, not again.
I know. Sorry, Mike. You can just sleep through it like you always do. No, my new boss is coming in studio. He's super excited to meet the two of you. He's been a morning show fan since Christ was a corporal.
Can I look up and go, what do you want?
Yeah. Oh, no. Tee off on him. Give him a bunch of crap. He's a good guy, and he can take a punch. He's a large fellow, so you might want to do it from
a
distance.
I took a trip last week because I tend to Doug and I have become really good friends over the years. It wasn't just a radio deal that we just worked together and never spent any time together. Our family spent time together. We get together with other friends.
We hang out with all the millionaire DJs in Switzerland.
Wicca, yup.
Yeah, all of them. Uh-huh. But, you know, so when Doug left the other joint, I went over and because I turned my car back in because I support my friends. And I know a lot of people wouldn't do that, but that's not who I am. I went over, one of the best moves I've ever made, went over to Flagship Ford over in Baldwin, Wisconsin. By the way, from East St. Paul, it's about a 15-minute drive.
Well,
it's not
maybe
very,
20 or 25.
I don't know.
It's 15 miles from the St. Croix River, let's just say
what's
that.
15 yeah. minutes.
But East St. Paul, you got to go through. Let's not play Twin Cities geography.
Okay, we won't
but
do that.
But we don't want to look down on our Woodbury and Maplewood friends, which you'd have to pass.
No, I understand that. No question about it. But I'm just telling you, it's not like with Wisconsin. It's not that far away. No. I mean, I had a very pleasant. I went over and bought a Mustang all-electric vehicle, a Ford Mustang. The people over there could not have been nicer. Oh, by the way. So I understand my buddy was showing everybody how to download the podcast.
Yeah, so
that was wonderful.
There's a guy there who's 60, and he's worked at the store a couple different times.
Great
he's
guy. Just,
his name's Jeff Freeze. Everybody calls him Freezer.
Freezer, yeah.
And he finally figured out how to download the Tom Bernard podcast, and so he's taught all his 60 and 70-year-old buddies.
Right.
But the funniest thing that happened was...
Love it.
Tom's in the car with Freezer, and they're going through all the, you know, it's a complicated car.
Yeah.
So you don't just toss somebody the keys and go, see ya, sport. remember to give us fives on the survey. So he's going through it, and these two other old guys show up. I had sold another dealer a used pickup truck, and they were coming to get it. This guy comes up, and he goes, hey, you know Jeff Reaser? And I said, yeah, he's here. Oh, bullshit, he hasn't worked here in years. And I said, well, he's in that car right there talking to Tom Bernard. Now I know you're full of shit. So I knock on the window, and the window goes down, and he goes, holy shit. And then he sees Tom, and he goes, what the fuck? It was Jeff Freeze's brother.
I say that.
He didn't know where he worked.
I say that every week. Brother.
Right?
Every week, yeah.
Every time he walks up here, he goes, no way, he's still here. There he is.
Oh, God, he's back again.
I do want to say that Tom did weaponize his friendship against me.
I did.
He said, you know, this is how good of a friend I am, Brittany. My friend switches dealership, I go and I buy a car from him. When have you done that? I go, never. I've never casually just been like, you know what?
I never said, when did you
You said, that's how I'm a good friend. What have you done for your friends lately?
God, now I feel like I've got to do something.
Well,
I know.
Dressed up as a cheerleader when she heard the two of you were coming in.
What girl wouldn't?
Exactly. Exactly. I thought.
See, I got it, Tom. Yeah.
See, I don't understand how you sit, because I don't like the way you were treated. I'm sorry, but I will never like the way you were treated.
I know.
And therefore, I would, wherever you went, I was going to follow you. And I'm glad I did, because they're very, very nice people.
Well, and I'll tell you this. I didn't just sell you a car to sell you a car. You have bought some of the coolest stuff ever.
I have owned great cars.
The very first Tesla is sold in the U.S. A Cadillac ELR, which was a marketing fiasco for Cadillac, but a cool car.
Great car.
A triple black 5.0 Mustang convertible is a classic.
Mm-hmm.
The big black Jag. I mean, you buy cool stuff, and you appreciate it. So.
First we had Mary Lou Henner. Now this. It's getting a little treacly around here.
Treacly?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a word of the week.
Right, okay, treacly, we're going with that? Okay.
Rudy, can you spell that for us?
No.
No, I cannot.
I think there's a D in there, right?
There's something in there, yeah. No question. But don't you think, and I've been told by a number of people, God, nobody's like that. That they just don't, people just don't do things like, well, I already got this, or whatever. You know, I don't like what happened to Doug, but I'll just ignore it. I'm not, I don't ignore things like that.
You know what? I'm putting that behind me. I understand was sad that it happened, yep. But I'm having a blast. This is cool. In another 3 or 4 years, I'll be hanging up my salesman shoes.
Isn't that funny when you get to a point where something that was a huge negative, almost one of you go, that's one of the worst things that happened to me, and you get to a point that it's a positive? Because you weren't going to leave a place like that.
No,
you're so loyal
until
somebody, you know, and I have been in situations like that where you go, this is the worst. And the moment you realize it's actually one of the best things that's happened to you.
I learned that at a very young age. In 1970, I was just short of 12 years old, and two things happened that changed my world. The Beatles broke up, and my parents got divorced.
Oh,
I'm like,
God.
Okay, all things must pass. You just got to learn how to deal with it and march forward.
It's true.
It's true. It wasn't that easy to do, especially the Beatles, the folks I got over with pretty quickly.
By the way, I did change one thing about myself, and I won't tell you what it is when you're here, but I can give you an indication. That whenever you think of someone as a prick or an asshole, I call them a certain name now, just a first name, and I can't tell you even what letter it starts with. But that's my new thing. If you're mean to me and I call you that name, it means I'm really pissed off at you, because one of the biggest assholes I've ever met in my life. And now as we move on.
We'll talk off the air. I've got some interesting other stories.
Everybody, another bridge burned here on the Tom Bernard podcast.
My wife
has a similar name for women that do stupid things. She calls them Patties. Like, nice move, Patty.
I thought you were going to say Brittany. And the way you looked me in the eye, I was like, yeah.
That's the name for the asshole, actually.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. It's Brittany.
I'm fine with that. I need a little bit of an edge to me.
What a Brittany.
I have a neighbor, had a neighbor, and he's
found out you lived there and moved.
There goes the neighborhood. So he was actually he was from Hungary.
Oh, okay.
Came over here when he was about 16, and he was a little league coach, and I was a little league coach, and I was just kind of getting used to the territory. So every time I would ask him about anyone, I'd say, "Hey, what about Wilson there? You know, what's he like?" He always said the same thing, which was, he is an asshole.
So was I related to him?
So my kids picked up on that.
Oh, sure.
So then I'd say, hey, I see you're playing with the Fisher over there. What's he like? My kids would say, he is an asshole.
Nice.
Yeah, not wrong, I'm sure.
Yeah, what the hell. We have to take a break, do we not?
Yes.
We'll be right back and wrap this thing up right after this.
This is the Tom Bernard Morning Show.
There's a guy named Tom Cross who likes to do kite things. Tom takes the phrase, go fly a kite, to an extreme, and for years goes all over the country in search of great kite flying events. Lincoln City, Oregon comes to mind, with Chinook winds and 7 miles of pristine beach that draws folks from all over North America for the best kite flying conditions in the world. Tom brings a little Minnesota with him when he goes to Lincoln City in his new Forest River RV Rockwood Roo, 19 expandable trailer, of course, that he hauls from Niemeyer Trailer Sales in Albertville and Elk Newmarket, Minnesota. Niemeyer Trailer Sales is the only place Tom would prepare his next kite flight. Solar panels, full bath, exterior griddle, double door refrigerator, queen beds, and sleeps six every night in the RV Rockwood from the place that is your family-owned guide to RV trailers and truck accessories since 1965. This is Tom. Visit my friends at Niemeyer Trailer Sales and take your passion on the road. Niemeyer Trailer Sales. Go to NIEMEYERS.com. Niemeyer Trailer Sale.
This is the Tom Bernard Morning Show Podcast.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, back on a day when I have to report we've lost both the Iron Sheik and Pat Robertson.
Man, how do we go on?
How are we going to make
it? However, the good news is the Pope had like 3 hours of surgery, and they say he's just fine.
He's and in amazingly, a wheelchair, Henry Kissinger is 100 years old. Didn't he turn 100 a week ago or so?
I think he's still banging Jill St. John.
He might be.
Who was the comedian today? I was taking Jill St. John out one night. Who was that that did that bit? Pretended to be Kissinger.
God,
it was
very,
very funny.
Sounds like a good bit, though.
It was a great bit. It was very funny.
Shecky Green?
Might have been Shecky. Oh, remember the great Shecky Green story?
I don't.
He's driving down the road in Las Vegas. He's had several cocktails. Loses control going around that huge fountain. Goes right into the fountain. Drives his car right into the fountain.
It's Caesar's, right?
It's Caesar's. Yeah. That's exactly right. The cops come. He puts the window down, looks at the cop, and says, no hot wax.
He was ready.
Oh, well, he was ready.
Golden era of drinking and driving, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, nobody got hurt, thank God.
Oh, yeah, they just died.
No, why? I mean, in the Shecky Green
not that particular story.
I want to be, don't change my name to Shecky Bernard. What do you think? No?
You know, they've spent millions of dollars marketing the show. I don't think you should change your name.
The Shecky Show.
I think it's got a ring to it.
Does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I might take it since your name's on everything.
What the hell's that look?
I mean, like, acquired a name.
Shecky Arneson?
That goes together really well, I think.
Why does that like sound so offensive when you said it? I just looked at you with a sneer.
That was going to be my fourth kid.
Shecky?
Shecky.
You're going to go with Shecky. Yeah. I like that.
Well, you know, I went through Jake and Max and Sam, so.
Yeah, you took them all.
And, you know, you can't name your fourth kid Lance after that.
No, that's not going to work.
That's true.
You go with Shecky. Shecky would have been good.
Yeah.
I always did like Shecky Green on The Tonight Show, to be honest with you. I started watching The Tonight Show from the very beginning a couple of days ago. Pretty interesting stuff, actually.
You mean pre-Carson era? Or
the whole Carson, starting with the Carson era.
I just watched an interview with Carson and Frank Zappa last night. I was just goofing around on YouTube. And going,
yeah, well, that's exactly what it is, isn't
it? What was the deal with Carson? Because obviously he was a very, angry guy, is that safe to say?
I think he was a booze hound, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah,
I don't know. I never met him. But I can't ask Louis Anderson because he's dead now, too.
Yeah.
So never mind. But Carson was the best ever at that job.
He was great.
Yeah,
he really anybody was. Great interviewer.
Was ever better before him and has not been better after him. The three people I have now are dreadful. My God, those three nights. Well, every one of them has terrible ratings now.
Well, but they make a lot of money anyway because the shows are not that expensive to produce.
Yeah, that's true. That's
and
true.
What I like about the shows is basically the writers.
Yeah. Well, Pat McCormick was his head writer, and you're not going to do better than Pat McCormick.
Oh, yeah, there are a lot of Pat McCormick stories out there.
Oh, there certainly are. 6'6", about 350.
Yeah.
Biggest Irishman ever born.
And the helicopter birthday ride. We can't even go into it.
No, you can't go into that stuff, but it was damn good.
But, you know, the writers for especially, I think, I don't know about Fallon. I don't watch him much.
No.
But I'll watch you know, Jimmy Kimmel's monologue.
Is it any good? I've never seen it.
I mean, I'm not an expert. Rudy might have something to say, but I think the jokes are pretty good.
Are they?
I think he delivers other people's jokes very well.
Yeah.
Oh, he does other people's jokes?
No, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, does he really?
I think he's very good at it, yeah. And some of his stuff, because if you go back and watch The Man Show, that was prime Jimmy Kimmel, and it was so funny. And then all of a sudden, he just got super woke. It's like Harambe got killed, and then he was crying on the TV, and it was like, is this the same guy that had women jumping on trampolines for
exactly.
four seasons?
Like, slamming beers. Yeah. What an awesome show that was.
Yeah, what happened to this guy?
Win Ben Stein's money, he was terrible on that
show.
He
wasn't that great on that either,
He was terrible on there. It's like, oh, we'll go to this part now. Was he just, had he just broken in or something?
No, but I don't know. I feel like his show is good, and I love him as the Oscars host. Bring him back every year. Oh, he's so good.
God,
yeah.
I haven't watched the Oscars since Christ was a corporal.
But the other thing to keep in mind is that if your girlfriend, significant other, was Sarah Silverman, you'd be crying a lot, too.
Yeah, probably.
Because she's a very depressed woman. I think she's fantastic.
She's very funny and a beautiful woman.
And yeah, but she is a depressive, and, you know, as my...
Wait a minute, a Jewish woman depressive?
As my wife would say, they're very hard to be around.
I'm sorry you had to work around me on that.
Yeah, well,
I should have taken notice of the glance. I should have. I didn't read the room well at all there. My fault. No, I have not watched Talk to You. You know, I got to be honest with you. I don't watch. There are so many things I don't watch that I used to. Those talk shows, I used to watch them all. Haven't seen one of them in years.
Yeah, once you get past the monologue, there's not much to see.
I haven't watched Saturday Night Live in, I bet you, 35 years.
Really?
I never watched Saturday
Night Live
anymore.
I still watch it. Any good? Everybody goes, it sucks now. It's terrible. It's that show has always been super uneven. Watch the first couple
it has.
Years,
you're right.
And they had some great bits, and then some stuff that's like, this sucks.
And you don't have to spend a lot of time watching it, because they front load it.
Yeah, they do.
So after the first few bits, you know, that's it.
Well, Weekend Update, though, I think the guys do it now, Colin Jost and Michael, what's his name, I think they're
Jay.
Great.
Jay.
Yeah, they write
really,
some good jokes.
They're really good.
Yeah,
and that's about the end of the show.
Yeah, right there. You watch those first four bits, the musical performance, Weekend Update, and then you can turn it off.
Time to go.
Yeah, that's what I do, yeah.
I have literally not watched it in years. I don't even know why I stopped watching it. Well, I know that Hallelujah thing didn't help me at all.
What was that?
Oh, what's her name?
Kate McKinnon.
Oh, I can't stand her.
Oh,
every time I saw
hate
her,
that song.
I mean, she's the worst.
She's terrible.
The mugging and all that. A
lot
crap.
Of mugging.
My favorite guy is Kenan Thompson, though. He's so consistently
Kenan
good.
Thompson
he
is
hardly
good.
Ever
You're
does
right.
a stinky one. But
he's mid, though. Like. He's a good. He plays the good straight guy.
That's
like,
right.
Yeah, and I think you need that. But I mean, like, he knows where his bread's buttered. That's why he doesn't go off anywhere, because he's somebody that does good just baseline.
Yeah. He probably wouldn't be. You know, he probably wouldn't have some of the success that a lot of them have had in movies. But
I
the last few years I was just watching mostly for Cecily Strong. I just think she's fantastic.
Oh, she's amazing.
And now she's gone. So
you know, it's hilarious. I didn't even know who that is. It's been so long I watched that show. I have
she's
no
just
idea
brilliant.
That is.
Well, now she's in Verizon commercials.
Yeah.
Oh, she is?
You
so
can
she's
see
probably getting that Verizon money.
That big V money.
Mm.
God, it was funny. I was telling the story yesterday. I'm watching TV, I'm this and that, and I look up, and I said, oh, my God, there's a white man on a commercial? I haven't seen a white man on a commercial in a long time. All of a sudden, turns out the guy was stealing money from everyone else.
Well, of course. That's the only way you could cast it.
It's just hilarious. We are so locked into that crap now, it's unbelievable. And again, you believe whatever you want to believe, but it was a surprise to see a honky man doing a commercial.
I heard Mike Bilski on the way here. He's a white guy doing a commercial.
Yeah, but I'd never show him on TV.
Oh,
he's just
true.
Too arrogant looking.
Yeah,
you
that's
know.
True.
Bilski.
Eric wrote in, and I agree with him. Nobody beats Ricky Gervais as the host.
Oh, no doubt.
I agree.
No doubt about it.
He was so funny.
Phenomenal.
And would punch people right in the face.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he was
and
totally
always punching
fearless.
Up, which is fun. We love that, right? Like celebrities that are much more famous, have more control over his, always punching up, and I love that.
Get over yourself. Fuck off.
Yeah. He's, like, very clear that, like, nobody wants to hear your guys' opinions. He made that very clear as, trust me. America is not looking towards you guys for how to live our lives. So let's keep this going. It's so funny.
He had one of the greatest lines of all time when, what's his name, Stephen Merchant, his buddy, was literally turning a pen.
Oh, God, that was funny. That I know that scene.
Do you know that scene?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. So Gervais is in his office, and his receptionist secretary is Stephen Merchant. Stephen finds that if he tips the pen upside down, all the ink drains away, and the woman picture is, she's naked now.
Yeah. Oh, one of those. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, one of those. You turn them upside down. So he's rather attracted to the picture of the woman on the pen, so he whips it out and starts whacking a mole, right? And just as he's kind of in the middle of it all, staring at a pen, Ricky Gervais walks out and he goes, "Hey, do you know what? Are you tossing one off to a pen?"
Which I thought was so funny.
Are you tossing one off to a
My grandfather died when I was about 9, and he was owned his own company. He was an over-the-road salesman, and he was a really good dresser. I clearly didn't inhabit that. But I got his tie collection, and I'm in church sitting next to my mom in one of these 50s ties, and I look at it. And on the inside flap, there's a girl in a bikini. And if you turn it upside down, if you look here, you can still see the rope burns from that tie coming off my neck. And I've never seen it again. I'm like, God, I wish I had that tie still.
That'd be amazing.
Classic 1955, right?
Here's some Ricky Gervais roasting Mel Gibson.
Oh, I love him.
I believe it was the Golden Globes. Here you go.
A few years ago on this show, I made a joke about Mel Gibson getting a bit drunk and saying a few unsavory things. Listen, I still feel a bit bad for it, right? Mel's forgotten all about it, apparently. That's what drinking does. No.
I love him so much. Yeah. His two new specials are fantastic if you haven't seen them.
He's one of the first people I ever saw publicly go after Weinstein. Like,
Yeah, he was. Yep.
That takes courage. And when he was running Hollywood then, and nobody was saying anything, and I'd never heard anything. I was even like, "Who is this Harvey person? I don't know."
Right.
And
yeah. Right. You wouldn't know.
First time ever I'd heard that, and so that's pretty brazen.
No question about it. We got 1 minute. Who wants to wrap it up, man? Anyone?
Dougie.
Well, I'm not going to wrap it up because I'm just
getting. You're our special guest.
I'm just warming up for the next show.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in the bullpen right now.
We were just your warm up. I didn't know that this little thing we have going is.
Oh, Mickey, you're
little...
so fine. You're so fine. You blew my mind.
Hey, Mickey.
You guys act like it's a diss. I look amazing.
I think it's cool. I think it's cool. When you stood up, I'm like that.
It's a tennis skirt. Yeah, it's a running skirt.
No, it's not. It's cheerleader.
Well, go team go.
Go team go.
You wondered why I was such a big fan of tennis.
Oh, I understand. Yeah,
yeah.
And,
absolutely. That's why I hung out at the club.
Because he loves the skirts to wear.
I still love. Okay, we can close with this one.
I was envious, of course.
Mike Gelfand, skirt chaser.
About 35 years ago, Gelfand calls me and goes, "Hey, you want to go shoot some baskets over at the JCC?" I said, "Yeah, sounds good." So I meet him over at the JCC. And we're shooting baskets, and I look up, and there's a sign on the wall. And I said, "Are you pulling my tit with this? I'm at the JCC, the Jewish Community Center, and there's a sign that says, 'No dunking.'"
What?
You know what I attribute that sign to? I'll tell you what I attribute that sign to. Recessive genes.
We'll close with that. Thank you, Michael. That'll do it.